Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. This is the Saturday Night Edition. Welcome to the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
That's right. It's Saturday night, and we're actually here doing a talk radio show.
Nobody else is live out there. You can't listen to another live radio show right now.
Well, that's not exactly true. There are some, but none of them that allow you to do what we do. We'll let you call in about anything, whether it be political or personal, anything that might happen to be on your mind. And some of our affiliates out there are only with us for the Saturday show, so this might be the only dose, if you will, of Free Talk Live that you get all week. We are a six-night-a-week show. We're on Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And also, we have, of course, this show, which we're here until 10 o'clock. But if you don't get the weekday show, you should call your radio station, your talk radio, local talk stations, and talk to the program director or the general manager and let them know that you want to hear Free Talk Live all six nights a week.
And if you're not going to get to hear Harry Brown after this show, you need to call and talk to him about Harry Brown, too.
That's right.
He's on right after us from
he's our favorite.
10 to midnight.
Yeah, he's definitely one of our favorites. So, who brings the show to you tonight?
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's the only chance you'll have for liberty in your lifetime. For more information, call the Free State Project at 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or log on at freestateproject.org.
That's right, freestateproject.org. Definitely a place to go to that you want to check out if you believe in freedom and liberty.
I logged on and joined.
Yes, as have I. So 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number for us tonight. We're here again till 10 o'clock, and anything goes on this show. Tonight, we got a bunch of stuff to talk about. See, we always bring stuff in that we want to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
But in the event that you call in and take control of the show, we may not get to any of it.
We might not. That's
we may
the way
not
it goes.
Get to 5% of it.
We don't plan this show out ahead of time. It's just controlled chaos.
Basically. So anytime you take control, you can also email the show at FTL at freetalklive.com and log on to freetalklive.com to get interactive with all the different things we have there, including the bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the Our Ugly Mugs section, the archive section, last 6 days worth of the show. Live streaming and much, much more. It's all there on the house at freetalklive.com. So there's so much news to talk about tonight. I don't even know where to start. Do you have something real hot that you've got to get out there, Manwich?
I got a bunch of different stuff.
What
to say?
All right. I got something here. This kind of puts the Iraq situation into a perspective that I haven't seen it placed in. I mean,
okay.
We all know that there's been over 1,000 deaths so far.
1,300?
Are we 1300? Up to 1,300 now?
We're over 1,300. American deaths. Let's not forget that tens of thousands of Iraqis that have been killed.
Okay, and probably...
And we're not at war with Iraq. We never were. The idea was to go in and, you know, liberate these people.
Right. Well, the idea was to find the weapons of mass destruction first, and then when they didn't find those, then it turned into a liberation mission. Quotes around liberation.
Yes.
And who knows how many Brits have died. I wonder how many of them have...
it's hard to say.
...kicked the bucket.
Anyway, I hate giving a number of just white people that have died. It just, it stinks.
It's unfair. And so so we know that over 1,300 of our own boys and girls here in this country have died. We know that thousands more have been taken out of that country because of, wounds. Maybe losing a leg, getting some shrapnel in your spine or something like that. I mean, something that's going to take you out of commission. So there's been a lot
of
those.
Mortal wounds that would have killed people in the Vietnam War. They're surviving now.
That's true, because our medical technology has gotten quite a bit better in the past 30 years. So more people, the people who would have died back in Vietnam are now living because of medical technology. Anyway, here's the latest perspective on this. The number of U.S. soldiers suffering combat injuries in Iraq has surpassed the 10,000 mark since the war began in March of 2003, according to CNN.
Okay. I'm glad to see some numbers on combat injuries, because you rarely see that.
Yeah, that's true. The news tends to stay away from that. And if they report it, this is probably buried somewhere on the CNN website. It probably was hardly even mentioned.
We do search for these things on Free Talk Live.
That's true. In a statement, the Department of Defense said 10,252 U.S. troops had been wounded since March. So that doesn't even include the dead. 10,252 troops have been wounded since March 19, 2003, of which 5,396 were hurt seriously enough that they were unable to return to the battlefield. Another 4,856 were wounded and were able to return. The numbers of dead and injured grew Thursday when 9 U.S. soldiers were killed. total of U.S. soldiers killed since the war, as of Thursday, was at 1,349, so well on our way to the 1,400 mark, with a total casualty count of 11,601 and a permanently deployed force of 130,000, simple math reveals this. The chances of U.S. soldiers being killed or wounded in the conflict have now become 1 in 11.
I don't know if that math is exactly right.
Chance.
I mean, we had 200-something thousand troops when we started, about 200,000 troops when we started over there. Some of them have come home.
Okay.
So there's been cycling in and out. That those numbers aren't quite right. That's not a fair number.
Okay, true. But nonetheless, 1 in 11.
You were doing
that
simple math.
To 1 in 15.
The article wasn't doing that simple math.
No, that was the headline on this article.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, let's be a little bit liberal with it and say 1 in 15 then. I mean, if you want to just kind of adjust up for what you're suggesting there.
Okay.
That's a roll of the dice, man. It really is.
I'm not really prepared to go with any of those numbers because I'm not sure how many people have come and gone from Iraq.
You know what I wonder about? The 130,000 that are deployed, how many of those 130,000 are actually on the front line, so to speak? How many of them are really in harm's way versus how many are...
scooping soup in the mess hall.
In the prison, doing guard duty there, or back in the, what do they call it, the green zone, where they're just encamped. There's no way that any truck bombs or anything like that are going to get in there, so... it'd be interesting to hear how many of
pukes.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to hear how many of those 130,000 are actually on the front lines. So, just figured I'd bring that one up, because that's just an interesting statistic. If you've got a comment, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Interestingly enough, I also saw another article, I think it was yesterday, that President Bush's approval rating has now sunk below 50% again.
Well, I guess it doesn't really matter, does it?
No, I guess, it doesn't matter at this point, because he's in.
Newt Gingrich has suggested that he might run in 2008.
Well, good for him.
Kind of interesting.
I really don't know the man, so I don't know what to say about it. He's kind of been out of the scene for a while, hasn't he?
Yeah.
When did he bail out? Mid-90s?
Yeah, I left in ignominy.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't such a good thing. It's just kind of interesting. I heard it on the news today.
Let's go elsewhere, man.
Austin, Texas. An audit finds some Homeland Security money was improperly spent in Texas. The report examined the use of the state attorney's nearly $600 million in anti-terrorism funds. It found one jurisdiction used the money to buy a trailer used to haul lawnmowers to lawnmower drag races.
Well, that's in case... it's in case the grass was too high around the police buildings. And
apparently they just race these lawnmowers. They don't actually mow the lawn with them.
The report police also are using our tax dollars to race lawnmowers.
It's news,
where was this? Texas?
News Channel 3.
Texas is
Austin,
is
Texas.
From? Okay.
The report also found that one county bought radios and other communication equipment from a company owned by a county commissioner. The audit's finding mirrors some problems identified in a September report by the Dallas Morning News. The newspaper found some cities were using the anti-terror money to buy equipment for traffic stops, drug probes, and even community festivals. Auditors in Texas are forwarding the case on to Special Investigations Unit.
So that's one example of how a police department in this nation is misappropriating, shall we say, funds,
yep.
Our taxpayer dollars.
Our money.
This is money coming from the federal government,
yep.
That they are participating, because the way federal programs work that the local boys kind of play ball with is they are offered X amount of dollars from a federal government office, and in order to get those dollars, they have to go along with certain rules. There's a lot of strings attached to it. And bureaucrats do this all the time. Bureaucracies take federal money all the time.
Sure.
So this is one example of how they're squandering it. Imagine if we were aware of all of the things that they do with the money that we are forced from. They take our money from us at gunpoint and give to these people to just squander on lawnmower races. 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Anything goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant super germs to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net. To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Chances are, you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more, on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, and we'll help you get coverage from highly rated insurance companies across the United States with some of the best rates in the country. Here's the number, 1-800-701-TERM. The call is free, the quote is free. Call Matrix Direct now at 1-800-701-TERM. 1-800-701-TERM. That's 1-800-701-TERM.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, whether it be political or personal. If I seem a little zonked tonight, it's because I was doing a garage sale earlier today. I got up at 5 this morning.
Eastern time.
5:30.
It's 5:30 is still early. It doesn't matter whether you're Eastern, Central, right. Mountain. It doesn't matter.
Right. Went out, did the garage sale thing until about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I managed to sneak in about an hour and 15-minute nap.
So what the hell are you complaining about?
I'm doing all right.
It's only 8:30.
I'm just letting... Dude, it takes it out of you. Seriously, how many garage sales have you done?
One.
And that was last year, right?
Yeah, the one you had me do.
Right. And you showed up and then left and had someone sell most of your stuff for you.
Well...
Right, so you weren't there the whole time.
Delegation's the key to this stuff, man. Delegation.
Well, I like doing it myself because I like getting dirty, getting down with the sales, the bargains, the bargain hunters. It's an interesting time running a garage sale. Anyway, so we'll talk to you about anything, whatever's on your mind, whether it be garage sales.
Move all that crap out of your life. Things that haven't used in the last year, get rid of them.
I think it's a great idea to have one garage sale per year. Because so many people accumulate, bring it in, buy, and they never sell. They never get rid of it. They never give stuff away. Because I can't live like that. I don't know about you, Manwich. I mean, I haven't been in your house for a little while, but as I recall, it was a relatively clean, uncluttered place. But maybe I wasn't just paying enough
attention. I don't believe in a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if the people who have a lot of stuff necessarily believe in a lot of stuff. Or do they just accumulate and just not understand or not really ever think about getting rid of it because they have some sort of an emotional connection to it? Do you think it affects women more so than men?
I don't think so.
I used to know this one guy who was a pack rat, big time. I mean, he had stuff in his car. He had a station wagon that you'd normally drive a family around in, except he was a single man, and he just had the entire back just full of crap. Who knows what was living in that thing? You know?
I knew a guy who used to wear a utility vest. Like wherever he went, he had like tools in his vest.
Really?
Yeah, it was like the bat belt. You know, his Batman's utility belt.
Except the vest.
I swear to God, there was one time. We wanted to transport something in the back of my car, and sure enough, he had some kind of zipper thing in the back of the utility vest.
Uh-huh.
He pulled out like 10 feet of rope. I'm not kidding you. It was tied up in one little rope section and like wound around itself.
That's a man
10 feet of rope.
Well, that sounds like a man who never grew out of being a Boy Scout.
What the heck?
Be prepared. That's their motto.
It was dark. We were at a bar parking lot. He pulls out a flashlight out of that thing.
Well, I've got a little LED light on my keychain, which isn't quite the same, I guess.
It's not.
Pull out a big old mag light, right? 50-pound pack. That would be heavy if you got all that stuff carrying
I suppose
around.
If it's distributed properly, it's not too bad.
Yeah, it's true. And I guess if you wear it every day, you get used to it, and you grow to be, you grow strength based on that.
You grow to be a dork.
Yeah, yeah. Well, whatever. 800-2, to each his own. It takes all kinds, right? 1-800-259-9231 anyway. Political, personal, whatever it is that's on your mind. Anything goes. What were we talking about before the break?
You know, we just spit out a couple of stories to
it's
see
Saturday
if people
night.
Come,
I'm all over the
come
place.
Along. I have one that is going to get you going for a while, I think.
I could have gotten going on the Iraq thing, but it wasn't a big enough issue for me.
Okay.
Right.
Effort underway to weaken the U.S.'s endangered species law.
Oh, now this is interesting.
We haven't talked about this on the show since we've gone national.
Okay.
Denver, for the first time in 3 decades, critics of the endangered species... This is on truthout.org, which is a highly liberal, democratic website. You know?
Socialist, you mean?
So, you call it what you'd like.
Right. Well, you're the one who's been arguing recently to change... the word liberal to socialist, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just going with what you said.
Denver, for the first time in 3 decades, critics of the Endangered Species Act are building momentum to rewrite the laws implemented to save America's threatened flora and fauna. From the star cactus to the grizzly bear. You notice they never make plankton or bugs the endangered species?
Well, they don't have a potential to be cute, I guess.
Right.
Or lovable.
Charismatic megafauna is the term.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They don't have pretty eyes and cute little fur.
And, of course, there's going to be fewer blue whales in the world. They're huge.
Right.
And they're at the top of the food chain.
Got it.
Anyway, weakening the law has been a priority for the Republican Western governors.
Hmm.
And a second Bush term provides critics of the act a primary opportunity to push the U.S. Congress for changes that would help open vast stretches of wilderness for development. We'd hate to see development in vast stretches of wilderness.
Progress?
People living on land?
Do you think that they believe that these Republican governors are trying to kill the furry little animals? Like, that's their intention? Or they just want to develop and drive them all out of their homes, and it's just a nasty side effect?
I don't know.
All right, keep going.
They're just... I don't know. I suppose that we need a certain amount of tracks, but the Sierra Club does a good job, you know? Privately funded. They buy land up. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Representative Richard Pombo of California, chairman of the House Natural Resources Committee, is expected to introduce legislation this session to revamp the law. Activists on both sides of the issues say there's...
This is nationally or in the West, in some western state? I missed that.
It's nationally, but
okay.
It's about western states.
Got it.
Activists on both sides of the issues say that there's little chance of truly gutting the act, given its mission of saving plants and animals, but environmentalists fear it could be significantly watered down. When the 30-year-old act became law, most Americans saw it as a way to save great species. Charismatic megafauna, such as the bald eagle.
Does it say that?
It does. I didn't make up that term. Yeah. Such as the bald eagle or grizzly bear. Currently, 518 U.S. species are listed under the Endangered Species Act. At one point, they had the alligator listed as an endangered species. Not endangered.
You still can't kill it.
You just couldn't count them because they're underwater.
Here in Florida, you still can't kill them. I mean, so there's some sort of restriction still applied to them.
You can't kill alligators?
No, you cannot.
But the
unless you have some sort of permit, very special, very hard-to-get sort of permit to actually kill an alligator.
Well,
it's like a felony if you kill an alligator and get caught.
When I was a kid, we had one show up in the pond on my dad's on our ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Had a little 10-acre, I guess, ranchette. That's not really a ranch if you're listening in Texas. but we had some cows.
Right.
And we had a little pond, a little hole dug in the ground.
That's big for Florida.
Yeah, it's big.
Yeah.
And alligator showed up in it. Pop went out with his trusty rifle and blew its little head off.
Really?
Yep.
Did you get a wallet out of it?
No, we just...
No? Just let it drown?
Just buried
let it die?
Well, it came out. It floated on the surface the other a few days later, and
right.
I pulled it out and buried it.
Ew. That must have been nasty. Were you there for that?
Oh, I did.
You did it all by yourself?
Well, you know, young boys, 10 years old.
Right.
That
was cool, man.
It's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So... You know,
all right, so there's 500-something species on the endangered species list here in the United States.
Yeah, that's right. Let me find
I wonder how many species we have. And now that includes flowers, right? The endangered species list, because it says flora and fauna.
It does say flora and fauna,
okay.
Yes.
Interesting. We're going to get back to more of this, because I say we need to abolish the Endangered Species Act, and I'll tell you why. And the reason is because I want to save them. If you let the government try and protect these things, it's a sure way to guarantee their death. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control and bring up anything on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yacht Boy 400PE Worldband Shortwave Radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yacht Boy 400PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation and features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as ship-to-shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yacht Boy 400PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yacht Boy 400PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340, or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the number you need to get interactive with us. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive in the bulletin board system. Thousands of posts. Hundreds of people participating there. We've also got the archive.
You were just reading a bulletin board post to me.
Yes, I was.
What was it?
Well, I would say the most incendiary individual on there right now, one that everybody apparently despises because he just... Whenever anyone asks him a question, he responds with F you and F this and you suck and,
well, that's just,
you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Interesting.
You get the gist of his attitude. He called Harry Brown, who follows us here on the Genesis Communications Network. After 10 o'clock when we're done, Harry's on. He called him Harry Manchurian Candidate Brown.
But wouldn't the Manchurian Candidate win? You know, I'm not trying to be mean. It's just, I mean, how could Harry Brown possibly be the Manchurian candidate?
Damn, if only he was, right? Then he'd be in office right now. That's a great point. Yeah, well, the dude's full of it. Anyway, if you want to participate there, there's all kinds of fun stuff.
It's his opinion, but it seems a little unusual.
Off. 1-800-259-9231. Anyway, log on to freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system, all kinds of interesting posts there for you to look at. The archives, last 6 days worth of the show, downloadable and easy to chew chunks, 1 hour long a piece. Actually, they're slightly less than that.
So you do a little all the commercials
creative
are
editing
those, right?
On them. Yes, a little we'll call that creative editing.
Okay.
And then, not to mention the live streaming, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and much, much more. All there for you at freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the Endangered Species Act. Is that what it's called? The Endangered Species
yes.
Act.
In fact, it is.
It was enacted a long time ago.
30
I guess.
Years ago.
30 years ago. Probably, let's say that'd be, what, 1974 range?
Sounds like that kind
and
of thing, doesn't it?
It was a piece of feel-good legislation. Boy, oh boy, the wolves are in trouble. Or the bears, or whatever. There's all kinds of them. In fact, over 500 species are currently on the endangered species list. Now, isn't there an endangered species list and a protected species list?
There's a threatened also.
Right. So I think there's at least two levels, if not
yes.
more than
I believe there'd be two levels. I'm not sure what the whether one was protected and
right.
then threatened. I don't know.
So some species out there was being threatened, and some activists, some lobbyists managed to get Congress to pass this law. And it sounds great. I mean, government's going to protect the animals. Who doesn't want the animals to be protected? I love animals. They're
yes.
cute. They're fuzzy. Some of them are mean and nasty, but nonetheless, they're animals, and
we should have them.
We should have them. There's a whole what's the word? Food chain. There's a whole food chain that's kind of important, and et cetera, et cetera. So I agree with protecting animals. I just don't agree that the government can be the protector of those animals.
Well, if the government is ultimately our protector too. I mean, they're supposed to. They're there for
no,
them.
No, they're not.
Animals can't carry their own guns.
Obviously, they can't. Have you felt protected by our government, Manwich? When
I'm
you're
sure
driving down the road,
some folks out.
When you're driving down the road and the cops are behind you,
I don't feel.
Do you feel protected?
Particularly protected?
Do you
then,
feel
no.
safe?
But I don't. I think the traffic stops are mainly a fundraising arm mm-hmm. for the government.
Well, The government can't do anything right. See, that's the thing you have to understand. Whenever government attempts something, no matter how noble, no matter how high-sounding the goals, the intent, they always, without fail, tend to either they just bomb out and nothing really happens, nothing really changes, or, as is typical, they just completely gain the opposite results of their original intentions. Look at the war on drugs. We created this war on
drugs.
The
war on drugs is an excellent example of why
the
government doesn't work.
So is the war on poverty.
What my question is...
So is the war on terrorism.
Great. So you've made some good points there.
So this is the war on extinction. And what's happening? We now have 500 animals on the extinction list.
The Endangered Species Act. How does that endanger endangered species?
I will explain to you. And I actually should pull out a book from my closet here.
You want to get that over the break?
I'll read the article.
Because I'll tear you up.
Okay, I'm ready.
We'll see
about that, man.
Business leaders say it imposes rules. That's the Endangered Species Act. Imposes rules and protections that cost them money and halt commerce. Of course, commies don't like money and commerce. I think that the chances for improving and modernizing the act are very high in this Congress, says Jim Sims of the Partnership for the West, a business group that advocates changing the act. Problems arise for business in areas that are habitat to species listed as endangered under the act. Logging, oil, and gas drilling are halted and roads cannot be built. Recreational activity can be curtailed.
Mm-hmm.
For example, as a result of the act's restrictions, a California district faced a $1 million costly delay in building a school, and farmers in Klamath Basin in Oregon lost up to $54 million because of restrictions on activities, according to a study conducted for the Property and Environmental Research Center in Bozeman, Montana.
None of this stuff is going to convince the animal lovers.
Well,
none of the talking about...
No money is too much.
Oh, no, these companies are losing money. The school had to pay extra money.
Well, this article
is
written by the animal lovers.
Okay, fine. But I'm telling you that if that's the point that the counter side, the other side of this is making,
right,
they're not going to convince anybody who really cares about animals. And I'll make some points that are actually somewhat persuasive here in a little bit. But keep going.
All right. The most controversial proposal is to change the law so that it requires the use of best science rather than best available science to determine whether a species is endangered. If the current research weren't conclusive, then more studies would have to be done, which would likely delay the listing of a species. So we want more species on this list. It should be the duty on the part of the agency to fill in the gaps and do some additional studies if it doesn't have a good substantial information, said M. Reed Hopper, an attorney with the Pacific Legal Foundation, which represents the rights of private landowners.
Okay.
Fairy shrimp, alligators, and bears. Right now, any citizen can petition the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to list a plant or animal species. If the available science shows the species is in trouble, the service will begin the steps to have it listed. Critics say a species is listed without much documentation. An application to list the fairy shrimp, which live in vernal pools in the Central Valley of California, was not much more than a one-page letter, Hooper said.
And it got listed.
Yes.
Okay.
Colorado Governor Bill Owens, chairman of the Western Governors Association, said recently that the Endangered Species Act has been a failure at its mission to bring back species and must be changed.
Of course it has. My question is, when it was started in the 70s, the mid-70s, how many species were on then? How many do you think, man? Maybe they started with 10?
Obviously they started with fewer.
15, 20?
I'm sure a condor was in there.
Yeah, I'm guessing. Maybe it's not obvious, but it certainly seems like it should be. It seems like when they started this program, there probably was less than 50, I would guess, species that were listed there, and now there's 500. So that tells me that we're endangering more and more species as time goes on. So obviously that guy's right that they have failed at their mission, but the thing that they don't get, the thing that the politicians just don't understand is that modifying, reforming, changing the program is not going to do squat to improve the act. It's not going to do anything to improve the safety of these animals. It's just going to create more bureaucratic rules, more of a mess, and it's not going to help the little fuzzy creatures. And I can tell you how we can do two things. Help the private landowners, and help the little fuzzy creatures. Everybody wins with my solution, and I'll tell it to you coming up next. Unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up what's on your mind. This is your show. You take control. It is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. The answer to endangered species and protecting them and protecting your property rights. Coming next on Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have 3 young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It is the Saturday night edition of the show. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes on this show, whether it be political, personal, somewhere in between. Now, Manwich, we're talking about the Endangered Species Act, and don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com. But,
well, we post these stories after we do them on the air. We post them right on the BBS.
That's
so
true.
Folks get on there. They comment about the story, what they think. You can read all the comments. Comment yourself.
Yeah, it's at 4 in the morning. If you weren't able to call into the show, you can still leave your comments because it's open 24 hours a day. It's freetalklive.com. Anyway, the critics are saying that the Endangered Species Act has not really protected any endangered species. As a matter of fact, now we have more endangered species.
It says more than 1,000 species have been listed under the act, but less than 1% have successfully recovered. That's what the Governor Owens told a business group.
I would guess that 1% didn't have anything to do with the efforts of the government. There was probably some sort of private organization involved, some private charity that helped to nurture that 1% back to, you know, back to life. I'm just guessing that the government is just so worthless that they couldn't even do 1%.
If it's illegal to shoot a grizzly bear, mm-hmm. it seems to me that fewer people will shoot a grizzly bear.
Okay. Well, that doesn't quite explain what happens in Africa. Okay. Where it is illegal to, say, shoot an elephant in one country. And I don't, I didn't actually have a chance to read through this here, but I'm going to try and recap it for you, and then I'll pull some examples if you need to. If you need it. If I can't convince you with the logic of this, then I'll give you real-life examples, okay?
Go ahead.
And it's interesting. You said we haven't talked about this yet since we've been syndicated, and we did talk about this. We talked about it about a week or so ago when we read the War on Birds article, where we're talking about bird interdiction, where the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the agency entrusted to take care of the endangered species, is basically searching people at the borders in order to find out if they're trying to smuggle birds across the border and other beasties, because it's illegal to own certain types of animals in this country. And that's one of the things the Endangered Species Act does, is it prevents you from owning a grizzly bear. It prevents you from...
It's a good idea, quite honestly.
What do you mean? What is a good idea? Preventing people from owning animals?
Well, a grizzly bear?
Why can't you own a grizzly bear if you want to own a grizzly bear?
Seems like a good way to get killed.
Well, if you want to take that risk, I mean, obviously it's...
I feel like it's free country.
Obviously, it's a... You feel, but it's not. Obviously, if you want to take the risk of getting your guts clawed out or whatever it is that those bears can do to you, breaking, you know, snapping your neck with a whip of the claw or something like that,
yes.
You know, if you want to take that risk, it should be your risk to take. Now, the reason... The reasoning is, well, like you said, if we prevent it, if we pass a law against people owning tigers, grizzly bears, et cetera, whatever the endangered and the 500 or so endangered species are, then that'll stop it. Well, passing a law against drug use hasn't stopped it. Passing a law against prostitution hasn't stopped it. Passing a law against anything doesn't stop it. Okay, some people get penalized. Some people probably get held up in the news as a result of it, but it still doesn't put a stop to it. As we made the point, thousands, hundreds of thousands of birds are killed because bird ownership of certain birds is illegal. But nonetheless, the demand is still there. People still want to own these birds, and so the smugglers take the time and the effort to smuggle them across the border. And
it's probably easier to hide your, you know, a flaming red macaw than it is a grizzly bear or a tiger in your backyard.
Obviously, there's probably not a very big...
Did I ever tell you when I was a kid, we grew up across the highway. I grew up on a ranch, as I was saying earlier. And the ranch across the road, it was a bunch of circus people. So they had lions and tigers and bears, oh my,
right,
on their ranch.
Well, they probably had to apply for some sort of permit in order to get those things.
I'm sure. And this was 1976, so... They would have been more likely to pull that
off. Here's the
key. Every once in a while, you'd hear this big blood-curdling growl thing.
Just keep your doors locked. That's all. So here's the key. Before the break, I said that I would give you the answer that will make the animal lovers happy, because I love animals, but I also love property rights. And so I want to be happy here, and I think both groups should be happy, because that's kind of the two sides on this issue. And there is a win-win situation, and that is that we restore property rights. And that means that we make it legal, fully 100% legal, to own, sell, kill, trade, buy whatever animals, flora, fauna that you want to. All 500 or so of those endangered species should be 100% legal in this country. Now, what's that going to do, Manwich?
Well, it's going to cause people to... obviously they're going to keep and care for these animals, and so they will exist, which I guess people are worried about their extinction, but they won't exist in the wild, which is what these people want.
Why wouldn't they exist in the wild? There are organizations like the Nature Conservancy that go around and purchase undeveloped plots of land around this country, and they let the little beasties roam free.
They have huge plots of land, and I don't think that private charities can afford to...
Why can't they? We're the most charitable... You said so last week on this airwave, on these airwaves, that the United States is the most charitable nation in the world.
It's true.
We give over $150 billion, and I think that number is actually a lowball number. We give over $150 billion per year to various different charities, and that's considering the 50% tax burden that we have in this country. If we got rid of the taxes in this country, we'd all have more money to give to charities. And imagine, I don't even know what the U.S. Forest and Fish and Game Service gets funded every year, but I'm sure it's in the millions, if not billions, of dollars. And I don't know what the exact numbers on the Endangered Species Act are as far as what kind of funding that gets, but imagine if that money was voluntarily put towards private charities so they could buy up this land and take care of it. Because the other sad part is the government can't take care of land either. It squanders it. It leases it to big corporations who come out and clear-cut it, and then they break their lease and they leave. And the government managers don't care because their pay isn't... It's not tied in to how well the land is being taken care of. The government can't protect anything. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
1-800-259-9231, Free Talk Live, Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so stick with us. We got a lot more stuff to talk about, and the show can be controlled by you. Political, personal, anything that might happen to be on your mind, let's go right to the phones, and don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. All kinds of cool free stuff for you there, including archives, the bulletin board system, and much, much more. Bob in Huntsville, Alabama, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Bob, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, I actually, this first time I tuned into you guys, I like the show and wanted to make a comment about charity.
First time ever.
Yeah, first time ever.
Great. Wow. Congratulations. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
By the way, you're talking to Ian Manwich.
Oh, hey, Ian.
Yes.
Well, my point that I wanted to make is that I guess, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the contributions made by the American people to the tsunami disaster, and I have not personally made any contributions to any Red Cross or any organizations that may be helping people in the tsunami disaster area.
Okay.
Now, the reason I'm saying that is not that I don't want to. I do, but my business has done very well the past 5 years.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and things have gone great to the point where this year I'm going to be paying about $500,000 in income tax.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so things have gone great, okay? And I'm paying $500,000 in income tax. Now, I never thought in my life that I would ever pay that much tax. In fact, you know, when I was, you know, up until, you know, say 5 years ago, my average tax bill was about, you know, maybe $5,000, $10,000 a year, you know.
Mm-hmm. I hope to be able to pay that many taxes one day, too. Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's weird. It is absolutely weird to think that I'm paying that much money in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what? Number one, I don't think I should have to pay that kind of money in taxes.
I don't think you should have to pay anything in taxes,
right,
personally.
I agree. You know, but here I am. You know, I could write, you know, based on the success of the business, I could write a $10,000 check tomorrow and not have any problem, send it to the Red Cross, you know, make me feel good. But Jesus, I'm paying
$500,000. We're looking for advertisers, by the way.
I had a feeling it was going to switch over to that.
Just kidding. Go ahead.
No, I know. But do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm just, if I could... If,
does that make
if
you stingy,
cut...
Bob? Does that make you stingy miser?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, I give to charity, you
okay.
know? I do give to charity
right.
outside.
And you don't have to give to them all.
No,
to be a good person.
But if my tax bill was cut in half, you know, or I don't agree with the whole concept of income tax anyway, but
right.
but if it was cut in half for me, or they said, look, you can take, you're going to have to pay the same amount of tax, but you're going to have to tell us where you want the $250,000, the other half, the $250,000.
Hey, Bob, I think we're running out of time. I don't actually hear our music, but I'm going to put you on hold. 1-800-259-9231, because a bit of an abrupt break here. We're going to come back with hour number two next, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're tired of cookie-cutter conservative talk,